It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts in Dallas in 2003, when Pierston Gaines was a teenager and wanted to make a change.
I had played soccer throughout my life. I always just wore my hair in braids. And then when I was going into high school, I decided that I wanted to wear my hair straight, take my braids out and wear my hair straight.
Now, like many African-American women, Pierston has highly textured hair, but her hair is also very fine.
If I straightened it, it would curl up as soon as I sweat, as soon as I took a shower.
And Pierston had never had it chemically straightened before. So she went to a stylist and got the treatment. And at first, her hair looked great. But then...
I was in geometry class and there was a guy behind me who said, "Pierston, all of your hair is on my desk." Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Pierston lost her hair, all of it. And it took a long time to grow back. Now, this happened again a few years later, which is why Pierston was kind of wary of new salons. But in 2016, when she moved to Boston to go to Harvard Business School, she really needed someone to do her hair.
One of my friends said that she was going to a girl at Dry Bar. It is an express salon service. They only do blowouts. You know, I've never seen anyone who, with my type of hair, walk out of there. And I was scared, but I was like, I don't really have an option right now.
But it turns out the stylist knew exactly what she was doing.
The experience was just amazing. I was out of the salon in like an hour and a half, which had never happened to me. And all of the times I've been going to the salon since I was a kid.
And her hair looked amazing. So she was hooked. Pierston booked a weekly standing appointment. But it didn't last.
She left. She moved out of the state.
So Pierston got just 1 month of salon bliss. And that didn't seem fair. But what it did seem like was an opportunity.
For a demographic of women who spend so much time and money, so much money. We spend 9 times more than any other group of people on our hair. But the services just are subpar.
So Pierston thought, what if there could be a chain of salons all over the country for people with highly textured hair, whether it was thick or coarse or fine or tightly curled? A salon where they could get it styled in 2 hours and they would leave looking great.
I really believed that if I didn't do this, somebody else was going to do this. It was just so obvious. It was so glaringly obvious.
But she needed to be sure. So Pierston pulled together a few $100s from her student loans, and she organized a one-day pop-up salon in Boston. She found 3 hairdressers to do the blowouts. And to get the word out, she emailed Black and Hispanic groups at local colleges.
The promo material that I sent out, I said, "Finally, a blow-dry experience for you." And it had a picture of a girl with, like, curly hair.
And Pierston also decided to serve green juice so her first clients could feel a little pampered.
I thought I was going to be pulling people's teeth to try this, and it sold out.
It sold out. Now, each blowout was just $10, and Pierston wondered if it was just a fluke. To find out, she needed to do more pop-ups. So she went to Atlanta, and she got into an incubator there, one that was geared toward women of color. And for her next test, she raised her price, $50 a blowout. And she served something other than green juice.
In Atlanta, it's about the experience and the mimosas.
And those pop-ups were booked solid. Not only did Pierston make a profit, she also had clients asking, "When's the next one? Can I reserve a spot right now?" And at that moment, Pierston knew she was really onto something.
If we stay doing the numbers that we're doing on these pop-ups, we'll be making $1.6 million in blowouts alone.
This year, Pierston is back in Dallas, where she's hosting pop-ups every other week and scouting locations for her first blowout salon. And who does her hair now?
Our master stylist and educator. She is my stylist. Her name is India. This solution was for me. I created the solution so that if I went to a new city, I could Google somebody and know someone could do my hair. This was literally for me. So.
That's Pierston Gaines. She's the founder of Pressed Roots. If you want to find out more about Pierston or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.